What is a prediction market?
So a prediction market is like the stock market, but instead of buying and selling companies, you're buying yes and no on whether something is going to happen or not.
Tariq Mansour and Luana Lopez Lara are the co-founders of Kalshi.
People can make money on what they know, actually monetize their knowledge, monetize their hobby.
Kalshi's users trade an average of $1 billion a week, banking heavily on sports.
You can bet on things that a traditional sports book would offer you.
Which is a concern for author Jonathan Cohen, who has chronicled the rise of sports betting in the U.S.
So you think this is just gambling?
Yes.
But Kalshi is not regulated like gambling, and several states have sued, alleging the platform offers unlawful sports wagering. And unlike most sports betting sites, users can also bet on games in other financial apps, which hold investments like retirement accounts.
In the same app that you use to manage your 401k or your stock portfolio, you can like bet on the Jets game.
Creating more risk that some bettors could drain those savings.
That friction is gone. You can gamble on sports and you can gamble away like your life savings.
And while federal regulations on prediction markets are rapidly evolving, both Kalshi and its main competitor, Polymarket, have brought on a new strategic advisor, the president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr.
Does he come to meetings? How much do you pay him? What's his role? I mean, this is the son of the president.
We have a lot of advisors, and whether it's our investors, whether it's people that we really trust and respect.
But he's not just any advisor. He has a direct line to the White House.
We have a lot of advisors.
While Kalshi CEO did not answer that question, one thing is clear. Kalshi believes the popularity of online betting is just kicking off.